Lauren, your organization, Privacy Forum, you've also got People for Internet Responsibility. Is the Internet out of control? I mean, I have found it to be a great tool, and I'm sure a lot of people have. But I guess at the same time, it could be pretty dangerous in the wrong hands as well, huh?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. Part of it is because there's been a lack of real concern about some of the basic security and authentication, in other words, knowing who you're really dealing with and how secure the connections are. A lot of this was caused by the dot-com boom, which caused an amazing growth in the number of internet service providers and organizations that popped up to try to sell things on the net and all this. And there really wasn't a lot of thought given to the fact that basically the internet in a very real way is operating with software that was designed 25, 30 years ago and wasn't really intended for the kinds of applications that we're seeing now. And part of that's the reason we see so many of these problems. And now, of course, Congress is kind of looking at things like spam, which has become a gigantic, disastrous problem.
Yeah.
And so many other things that relate to the internet. A lot of these problems we wouldn't have imagined in the early days.
These pop-ups are unbelievable.
Well, you've got people just pushing the envelope as far as they can if there's nothing to stop them. And that's the same thing that's happened with spam. It's really very disconcerting because spam, for example, at this point in time, spam is probably a bigger danger to the internet than all the theoretical cyber terrorists anyone could care to imagine.
And we're not talking about that little meal we used to eat when we were kids back in the 60s.
No, Hormel prefers that spam be kept lowercase.
Yeah, exactly.
The internet type of spam. But it's not just a matter of getting this kind of garbage in your mailbox. It is bringing major parts of the internet and the servers to their knees, because the quantity has gone from 10% to 30% to 50%, and it is just becoming astronomical. And unfortunately, most of the ways that we have to deal with it, you know, and I put "deal" in quotation marks, are sort of sweep under the rug sorts of things. We have filters that delete it after you've gotten it, but by then it's already, you know, wasted all these resources. It can throw away messages that you wanted to see anyway. So important mail gets lost, junk gets through, and the costs go up for everybody, and it's just a disaster all around.
And it'll get worse.
Yeah, I personally think that the only way this is going to be dealt with, and in fact, People for Internet Responsibility has suggested very specifically that it's going to take a significant rebuilding of mail systems pretty much from the ground up in some ways, that you just can't keep putting Band-Aids on the kinds of problems we have now and expect to really get anywhere.
Is it the internet, or what is it that has brought this world now so close together in such record time? I mean, I remember growing up as a kid in the 60s, you know, the old saying, life seems simpler, it was slower. Now everything, Lauren, seems to be going so fast. I mean, just even the days now go by fast. I mean, I'm looking at the calendar and it's already Wednesday, and, you know, tomorrow's Thursday, the week's already gone.
I have a feeling that one may have something to do with getting older, because I feel that one for sure also.
That's just what I needed to hear.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sorry, George.
That's right.
But the internet has had some amazing positive aspects to it that we never would have thought could happen. To have a situation where you can as easily communicate with somebody on the other side of the planet, in a completely different culture, living in a completely different environment, as if they were next door. It is a fantastic, fantastic thing. Now, of course, the spammer may be there too.
Yeah.
Which is the downside of that, and there's no way to get at them legally when there's a problem. But these are fantastic kinds of abilities. Now, whether people have been educated sufficiently to deal with that kind of power, which is really what it is, power for communication, is a different question. And in fact, we see this with attempts to legislate, for example, content controls on the internet to try to prevent certain kinds of speech, whether it's what one person would consider pornography, mm-hmm. another might not. That's always very controversial.
Difficult to stop. Even on the internet, you have people who give you, plans how to build bombs and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's one of the most popular spams is for illegal cable TV decoders. You know, all kinds of illegal and dangerous kinds of things. Of course, a lot of times those wouldn't even work. They're actually scams about illegal devices.
Right, they're scams on scams.
Yeah, it's the snake eating its tail in a lot of cases. I think I saw a stat recently that said that something on the order of 50 to 70% of spam, if you actually tried to order the product, it wouldn't really be there. It's just most spam is trying to sell you ways to spam. So it really has a kind of surrealistic aspect to it, but it certainly isn't funny anymore. But yeah, things are moving very, very fast in all these technologies. I guess it could be argued that's just the natural course of the way technology develops. My one big wish, if I could, you know, have a magic wand to wave, would be at the very least we would try to keep our laws and our ethical systems far enough ahead of the game so that we didn't let the technology rule us. I mean, we should be ruling the technology. We should be deciding how it's going to be used and where and in what ways. We shouldn't be letting the technology dictate to us how our lives are going to be changed. And that's really where the conflict is.